Hi, and a warm welcome to today's Mummer of Many podcast. I'm Christine Field, and I pray we will press in together and lay hold of everything that the Father has to say and impart to our hearts by the power of the Holy Spirit in Jesus' name. Kingdom living now. Let's go. Hi, welcome to Mummer of Many. I'm Christine, and to this Hebrew month of Ayah, miracles in May, I want to release, I pray, by the Spirit of the Lord, this prophetic word to you today so that we can increasingly be aligning with God's divine timing. And the Lord wants to lead his children out with joy. We are going to be led forth with peace. Every obstacle and every mountain is going to break forth before us during this season by the word of the Lord. And you'll probably hear some laughter, and we've got Daddy's cricket training going on beneath me right now, but I am so keen to get this word out to you as the month of Ayah for 2025 goes live as of sundown on April the 29th and ends at sundown on May the 28th. So I want to be faithful and true to do what the Lord has shown me to do and get this word out to you. As you know, a few months ago, if you've been following my channel recently, the Lord spoke to me one night at the passing of a dear friend, a mighty woman of God, Julie Anderson, who founded with her husband, Rod Anderson, the Prayer Foundation, was formerly Prayer for the Nations, an incredible work of God. And I'd had the awesome privilege of partnering with her on many a project. She'd spoken into my life. She was a great lover of Israel. She understood the time, seasons, the prophetic. And the Lord spoke to me in bed at the time of her passing one night and said to me, to my spirit, that I was to speak prophetically, come into aligning with his timing around the Hebrew months of the year that he had given. He is the one who ordained to Israel to follow the feasts of the Lord. They're not Israel's feasts, they are the feasts of the Lord. That word that we've interpreted, feast, comes from the Hebrew word moed, moedim, which is the appointed times of the Lord. And within that, there are seven feasts throughout the year, seven appointed times where God wanted to show up, show off for his people. He's a God of holiday. He's a God of fun. He's a God of festivity. He's a God of reminding us of him, of his ways, and reminding us of his great love and goodness towards us. And he wanted to do that through these incredible holiday seasons that were put in place, all seven of them. And he gave then weekly the Shabbat, that time of ceasing from work and resting and ceasing from stressing and depending on him, that we would be continually returning to him. That's what God's cycle was all about, that his people would be returning to him in repentance, in fullness, in the Lord fulfilling his prophetic word to his people. And within those moeds, those appointments with God, the feasts we call them, the spring feasts, there are three, and in the autumn, the fall feast, there are four. All three of those have been fulfilled prophetically by Christ. That's Passover, we call it Easter. We've lost, because we went away from the original roots of Passover, so much of the depth, the wealth, the prophetic that there is within that for us. Then there is first fruits that follows 3 days after. Now we see Christ was the Passover lamb who literally died at Passover for us. And at first fruits, which is 3 days later, Christ was the first fruits resurrected from the dead, the first fruit of many, that we, the sons and daughters of salvation, would no longer be dead in trespass and sin, but we could rise again with him. And the winds of the Spirit are blowing again. Thank God for the cross, for Passover, for the first fruits, and then of resurrection, and then Pentecost, which is the Hebrew word Shavuot, which was 50 days on. And the children of Israel were told in Leviticus to count those 50 days. That word count, it is actually the Hebrew word sephar. So that word sephar means to count, recount. It means to relate declare, rehearse. Oh, I've been prophesying of late how we're in a season the Lord has been leading us into of divine rehearsals for heaven. We are the bride of Christ. Divine reversals and divine overturnings and turnarounds by the word of the Lord. It can also describe a scribe, a learned man, or somebody who has the ability to read, understand, and to communicate, declare the important information contained within the scroll. What does the Lord have for us within his prophetic timing, his prophetic word? He wants us in this season. The name, the very word, Ayah, it means light. It means radiance. Arise, shine. This is our time. The light of the Lord, divine enlightenment, divine revelation. There is exposure to the works of darkness. That's what the light does. It comes and exposes darkness in the world. And for the people of God's word, we're going to walk in enlightenment. We're not going to fall into the traps that are set before us. We're not going to be people stumbling in the dark as the darkness increases on the earth. But we're going to be people filled with joy, with peace, filled with God's word and with the wealth of his goodness and his provision and his presence. And that's what this month of Ayah teaches us. It means to go from bitter to better. Three significant events happened for the children of Israel in this spiritual month. One was after the Exodus, as they traveled through the wilderness, they arrived at a place called Marah, which means bitterness, where the bitter waters were made sweet. I'm going to unpack that prophetically today. They then started receiving on, the Bible tells us, the 15th day of Ayah. You can check me out on this by all means. Manna from heaven to sustain them. Also, King Solomon, he began the construction of the first temple in Jerusalem during this very month. So it's a month of transition. It's a month of divine provision. It's a month of new beginnings. It's a month of buildings that God wants to prepare us. He wants to give us the blueprint he has for our lives as we press into him and as we seek him. And the children of Israel were told in Leviticus at this time after Passover that they were to count those 50 days, which was from Passover to what we call Pentecost. The Hebrew word for that is Shavuot. It was from the barley harvest of the first fruits, which represents Christ's resurrection 3 days after Passover, the first fruits of many sons and daughters of his great salvation, his kings and priests, to the Pentecost, where the Holy Spirit was poured out ultimately upon the disciples who were told by Jesus to wait until they were clothed with power from on high. And that was exactly 50 days, that counting of the Omer, as our Jewish brothers and sisters call it. And Shavuot, Pentecost, the 50 days was from whenever God ultimately originally led them out of captivity, led us out of sin through Christ and into their promised land and us into his kingdom, life and living. It's a beautiful picture of God's fulfillment for his children. And at the original, the first Shavuot is where Moses was called up to the mountain of the Lord and God gave him the word of the Lord, the commandments of the Lord, which were to make them a nation. God is preparing us at this time for his fullness, his church for his latter day outpouring, where the former and the latter rains come together. All that has gone on before will accumulate into a power shower of double blessing upon the latter day church in this hour of God's double portion power shower. So get ready. Let's be preparing our hearts in this month, because with God, it's never linear. It's always about going from glory to glory. It's all about accumulation, and it's all about God galvanizing, strengthening, layering us and pouring into us in this season. So what are we going to put in our power pack. So far, as I've obeyed this direction of the Lord, and I'm finding such a wealth in store as I've been digging deep prophetically into his word, we have looked at the Hebrew month of Adar, which was our month of March. We've looked at the Hebrew month of April, which incorporated Passover and Easter and the resurrection, death and resurrection of the Lamb of God. We've learned the importance of partaking of the Lamb, that we will consume the Lamb, the great I Am, and that the great I Am, the Lamb of God, will consume us. That certainly happens through his outpouring at Pentecost, doesn't it? But I want to daily be consuming and partaking of all that Jesus has for me. And I want to be leaning into the great I Am and every word he has to say. He wants us to obey in this incredible time where we get to partner with heaven on the earth. And then we come into the Hebrew month of Iyar, our month of May. Now, interestingly, we came away from God's calendar given to his children, as I alluded to before, and we decided to align as of around 325 AD under Constantine, long story short, with the Roman calendar and chose a lot of the Roman ways. Well, we know that God established his church on and from our Hebrew roots. And increasingly in these days, I believe the Lord is saying it's key for us to return to those roots for the greatest shoots and the greatest fruits and fruitfulness of revival are yet to come through us. And that's going to be coming from that aligning with all that the Lord has for us and us drawing from those right roots again. But when we understand that when Constantine and when they moved away from the calendar as God had given it, May actually means, it's the Greek goddess Maya or something like that, that is a god of fertility. Well, the word Ayah, as God gave, it actually means light, as I said, and enlightenment. And it represents us being associated with growth and renewal. Spring. The Lord would say, arise and shine, your light has come. He will open the windows of heaven over us. Enlightenment, as I said, exposure and revelation, provision and miracles, Holy Spirit, fullness is before us. Deuteronomy 29 verse 29 says, the secret things belong to the Lord our God, but those things which are revealed belong to us and to our children forever, that we may do all the works of the Lord. So what have we been gathering in our prophetic power pack from Adar, March, Nisan, April, and now into Iyar, May? We're putting in our power pack divine reversals, turnarounds, overturnings, it's restoration, take back time, deliverance, new beginnings. The Lord will make all things new for you. It's a time and a season of new life, leaping forwards that comes with resurrection and divine acceleration. What used to take months and even years in these last days for his end time church, we're going to see quick and speedy works of the Lord. Quick and speedy reversals of what the enemy has brought against you by the word of the Lord. Quick and speedy deliverances. The Lord wants you to know deliverance, freedom, release, it's only the beginning. Don't make it your final destination. God is cyclical. There's a convergence. And what God continually does annually is to take us further, higher, faster. That's how our lives should be when we are connected to his timing, to his assigning for our lives, and we're following his perfection and his plans. So we can see that the Lord said and showed us in our power pack, I spoke on it extensively last time, it matters what's in our mouth. And just as we hear the word said that it matters what you eat, it matters what you speak. We must bring our words into alignment with God's word, God's purposes. It's so key to releasing miracles at this time. There are miracles in May to be had, and we want to keep growing in knowing all the Lord has for us to step into and all that the Lord has before us. Negativity kills. In Numbers 14, 36 to 38, I'd never seen this before. when Moses had 10 spies go into the promised land to spy it out, 8 came out with a really negative, awful report that there's giants in the land. Although, yes, it's great and there's brilliant supply, there's giants and we'll be destroyed and put fear in the people. Only 2 came back with a good report and said, the Lord has told us to go and he will conquer through us. And they came back with faith, a faith-filled report. And we are what we eat. We are what we speak. Those 8 with the negative report, I'd never seen it before. You can read it in Numbers 14, verse 36 to 38. They were killed before the Lord. They never got to enter into the promised land. Only 2 went in, and that was Joshua and Caleb. Will we be the Joshuas and Calebs of our day? Will we be the 1 in 1 million? 2 million went in to that promised land. Let us be those ones who have that good God report in our mouths continually. Faith filled and faith fueled in Jesus' mighty name. So in the month of Iyar, what can we expect? The Lord says, raise your expectations to me at this time. It's a period, number one, of waiting and expecting. God wants you to have an expectancy for him daily. What are your expectations? Raise your faith levels. Let's expect Jesus to show up and to reveal himself more and more, just as he did after the resurrection for 40 days before the ascension. And we're in that reminder, bring God to remembrance, the word of God says, where Jesus was showing up to his own. And he showed up to over 500 people on one occasion, Paul tells us. The Lord then would say to us, where are your expectations? Are your expectations fully in him, or are they in anything outside of him? The Lord wants us to look to him alone at this time, and then we can really be effective for others too. The fear of man is a snare. It's a trap door that will cause us to fall. The Lord wants us to rise above it all, and we rise hand in hand with him, trusting in his purposes and plans for our lives. Someone said to me once, I was invited to a meeting a number of years ago now. And in this meeting, the people there said, Christine, we just want to manage your expectations. And part of that, they were sharing, look, we don't feel your gift is communication. And I listened, and you know, I'm teachable and I'll come within. From someone who'd preached the gospel since I was 11 years old, I came into a season where I pulled back to really seek him, and it was a season of dying to self, which is so key for our fertility, for our great fruitfulness. So I'm very thankful for that season, but I sense the Lord would say to you today, what wrong expectations have you been wearing over your life? The Lord wants you to take them off at this time. It's very key to you living free and to you being all the Lord has called you to be. As they said, to manage my expectations, I want to bring you prophetically today, no one manages your expectations. They should be in the Lord alone. He will do for you above and beyond your wildest dreams. Open your mouth wide, says the Lord, in this season, and I will fill it. Look to me with wide-eyed wonder and expectation. Only believe, receive, and achieve miraculously by the Spirit of the Lord in these days. Jeremy Saville, a faith preacher who has gone on to heaven, he tells the true story of, I believe it was either the king or the president of Saudi Arabia, who contacted a golf professional and arranged with him that he'd be flown over on private jets. He wanted to have a few days of private golf lessons with him. And when that time was up, he was clearly so pleased with this golf pro. That would have been my hubby's idea of heaven on earth, I think, that he said to him, what can I give to you? And this golf professional said, well, look, I collect golf clubs. If you wanted to add a golf club to my collection, then hey, that would be great. As he was flying back to America, he was then on the plane expectantly and excitedly thinking about what will this golf club be like? After all, this was the king or the president of Saudi Arabia who was providing the gift. And he thought, will it be maybe gold-plated or Saudi gold, perhaps diamond-studded golf club? As he arrived home, he waited expectantly for days. Nothing came through. No delivery. A number of days passed from that, and then a letter came through the post. No ordinary letter. This was a certified letter with the deeds to get this. His very own gifted 500-acre, 18-hole country golf club. It's my hubby's birthday week this week. Hey, when he hears this, I'm sure he'll be raising his expectations. But listen, we are not beholding to just the king of Saudi or any king in this world, but the King of Kings, who is our provider, our protector, our source, our resource. No wonder God says, raise your expectation heavenward to him. Romans 8, 31 to 32 says, what then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? He who did not spare his own son, but delivered him up for us all, how shall he not with him, with Jesus, we are together, one with him, freely give us all things. God gives us all things that pertain to life and godliness. And he wants to be this benevolent, generous father to his children. But he doesn't want us to be spoiled kids. He wants us to hold our hands open. As he fills us, we can be those who, it's not an obstacle to God to get his blessings to us. It's to get them through us. So God wants us to keep our hands open so that we can continually flow and then overflow with him and let go and let God out, the Holy Spirit pour out through us his provision, his blessing all around us at this time. Wow, what a word. So the month of Iyar, it also means bridge, transition, preparation. The Lord, I sense from that, would say to us as believers, how we can apply that for our lives today, as it's the bridge between Passover and Pentecost, Shavuot for our Jewish brothers and sisters, bridge the gap between death and resurrection. Passover, Pentecost, death and life, emptiness and fullness, fill again, faith. You believe God for something and then the possession of that. Mind the gap, mind the season in the gap and keep it faith-filled, trusting, praising him, and keep your words, as we have seen, negativity kills. So we want to keep our words life-giving and life-generating in every way. It's a season of God dreams becoming reality. It's a season of Jew and Gentile coming as one new man in Christ, as the word of God declares he has called us to be. I'm so sorry to Israel, to our Jewish brothers and sisters, that we went so far as the church away from our Jewish roots. We were birthed in the early church, was fully Jewish, and we are returning to our roots at this time. I believe it prophetically by the word of the Lord. He's calling churches and leaders out of Americanism, out of Romanism, out of all that is of this world. He calls us out of Babylon and he calls us into his kingdom. Come through us. He's calling us to return to our roots, which are Hebraic Jewish roots. I used to wonder why God didn't call me to Bible college when I'd wanted to go in America, and friends of mine went there and I'd so wanted to go, but the Lord led me in a different direction, or to Australia where others have gone. He led me to Israel, which became, as a young girl, the greatest foundation of my life, because I believe in these days, prophetically, as the Lord has called me to be a voice to his church and to the nations, he wants us not legalistically bound to the roots, but having that understanding again, because it's so key to our freedom and to our victory. The Hebrew month of Iyar is connected, get this, to the tribe of Issachar, whose name means his reward will come. Recompense. In Hebrew, the word recompense is often translated as gamal. This word can mean reward, repayment, or compensation for actions. Get this, it carries the idea of giving someone what they are due, whether it's positive or negative, depending on the context. It's, in biblical usage, associated with God's divine justice. God's judgment and justice. We're in an era of grace, but his justice and judgment are coming. He wants us ready, and the idea that God will repay each person according to their deeds. Justice, judgment, good for those who love God and his justice. That's why when we love God, we love his justice, we love his judgments, we embrace them. In this month of Iyar, when we see judgment increasingly coming upon evil and upon your enemies, we're going to know his light has come that overthrows darkness. And that's why it's a month of radiance. We're going to be radiant before him. You can expect in this month of Iyar, the Lord wants his church in this bridge season to be the church that is mature and fully grown. As it connects barley harvest at Passover to the wheat harvest at Shavuot, Pentecost, we're reminded of Jesus who said, unless that grain of wheat falls into the ground, he fell into that ground for us. He died on the cross for us. It would abide alone. But if it dies, it brings forth much fruit. And God is preparing our hearts. Jesus is our ultimate example that we will die to all that is of the flesh. We will lean into the Holy Spirit, and as the Lord exposes in our lives, we will repent quickly, return to him, live out his words, his works, his ways, then will be greatly manifest through us in the coming days, and his Holy Spirit poured out mightily upon his church. This is the season, the era of Holy Spirit power like we have never seen or known before. It represents inheritance and harvest. How beautiful is that? Transition is God is taking us from one state of being to another. It's a period of preparing hearts as our lives receive. Just as Moses received his instruction that made them a nation. As I said, no other gods of nations had given them instructions of how to live, of how to be, how to please them, because they're dead, they're not real. God gave to Israel their culture, hygiene. He gave them dignity. He gave them ways to please him and to represent him. He didn't do away, Jesus, with the law, but at Pentecost, we can see through that as the giving of the law was given, so at Pentecost was the Holy Spirit. And the Lord said that his word would be written on our hearts. And as the Holy Spirit was poured out into our hearts at Pentecost, that was so that we could now, just as Jesus fulfills every aspect of the law, we can fulfill God's requirements, God's laws for our lives, not through striving and struggling through our own fleshly realm, but through the laws of the Lord being written on our heart and through the power of the Holy Spirit, not by our might or power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. That's key to our victory and living free continually. Are you enjoying this? Are you getting it today? I know it's deep, but God wants to take his children deeper, further, higher, faster into all he has for us at this time. It's a season, thirdly, of trusting God's provision. In this month, the manna was given. It fell for the Jews during the Hebrew month of Iyar and on the 15th day, specifically. You can check that out in the scriptures. Manna also represents God's word. We are to be people of his word, not of negativity and not of this world. You are what you eat. As I said, you are what you speak. It's a demonstration of God's supernatural provision to sustain us. Declare it, decree it, so be it. Our words carry his authority. God's word in his mouth is as powerful as God's word in our mouth. It's a season of healing. This is so powerful. We are to keep our eyes on Jesus, the finished work of the cross, and don't doubt. When the waters get bitter, trust the Lord to make them better. This is, fourthly today, a season of healing, bitter to better. If you're sick in your body, sick in mind, sick relationally, whatever dis-ease that has come against your life, your family, maybe your calling, your career, this is a time where the Lord will overthrow from his throne every weapon formed against you. But you need to take God at his word. As he speaks, you repeat, no weapon formed against you shall prosper. Every tongue that rises against you, you shall condemn. So start lining up your thoughts, your words, your actions with God's word, and nothing shall be impossible for you. So in this month of Ayah, we are reminded of when the children of Israel came to the waters of Marah. Exodus 15, 22 to 26. Then Moses led the people of Israel away from the Red Sea, and they moved out into the desert of Shur. That word Shur, it means like a wall, a hard place. Ever hit those walls, those hard places in your life? Then trust the Lord. Just as he brought honey out of the rock, he can bring sweetness out of those hard, difficult situations you are facing. Just as he caused, as I shared last time, waters to gush out of the rock for Moses and the children of Israel, he can cause living waters to gush forth and miracles to overflow for you at this time. They traveled in this desert for 3 days without finding any water. When they came to the oasis of Marah, the water was too bitter to drink. It was poisonous water. So they called that place Marah, which means bitter. Then the people complained again, turning against Moses. What are we going to drink? They demanded. So Moses cried out to the Lord. Whenever we face impossibilities, let's not complain. Bring our complaints to the Lord. Come to him, the only one who can fix it, the only one who we put our trust in. And the Lord showed Moses a tree, one of the translations says, a piece of wood that represents the cross. Moses threw it into the water. The Lord says he will always give you a strategy through. Eyes up, eyes on the prize, eyes on our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ all the time. Moses threw it into the water, and this made the water good to drink. The cross of Christ is all we need. The victory of the cross to succeed. Jesus has done it all and won it all for us. Anything bitter for us can be made better when we look to Jesus, when we look to the complete finished work of the cross. And we receive our miracle. It was there at Marah that the Lord set before them the following decree as a standard to test their faithfulness to him. He said, if you will listen carefully to the voice of the Lord your God, to do what is right in his sight, obeying his commands and keeping all his decrees, then I will not make you suffer any of the diseases I sent on the Egyptians, for I am the Lord who heals you. I'm coming today just as the Lord came to the children of Israel in that dire place of poison. This world is poisonous right now. It is decaying. It is declining at the speed of knots. Our trust is in our King and in his kingdom. He will cause us, the word of God tells us, you can put your hands upon a snake and it will not harm you. You will overthrow it. You can put your lips and they drink poison. Accidentally, obviously, you don't go and do anything like this deliberately. But if look at what's in our food lines and in our system and all the fear mongering, we say grace over it. We bless our food. We live fear free and faith filled and fuel filled with the strength and the word of the Lord. None of the diseases of this world should be coming upon the children of the Lord. This is a strong word. But if it's the word that God gave under the old covenant, we're now under the covenant of Christ, his resurrection, the Spirit of God within us. Let's believe in that the Spirit of God within us will break off everything that comes against us. For greater is he in us than anything in this world. So we do not need to suffer any of the diseases. And when we do, when dis-ease comes upon our bodies, it's an alien, it is an imposter. We take captivity captive by the word of the Lord. We don't accept it. And we stand on God's word. We take his medication. The doctors are called practitioners for a reason. They practice medicine. We are called to be people who trust in the word of the Lord. Why don't we put our trust and our practice ultimately in God's word, first and foremost, before anything else? Now there's a word, hey? If God says none of the diseases that came upon the Egyptians would come upon the children of God, let's be believing as his church, as we partake of the Lamb, as we continually consume the Lamb in him. In the blood of Jesus, there's no sickness, there's no generational weakness or curse. There is only strengthening. And as the children of Israel left Egypt and there wasn't one sickly or weak among them, so shall it be for those who believe in these days increasingly. So there will be that separation and segregation between the people of God's word and the people of this world, the people of light, the children of darkness, in Jesus' mighty name. Number five today, I think we're at beware and be aware in this season. It's when the children of Israel were attacked from behind. The enemy came for the stragglers, for those who were holding back. Oh, let's not be those in this season that are straggling, that are holding back, because we will be prey to the enemy. When you are the prey, pray. There's a word from the Lord. Let's be people of prayer. Let's be people of pursuit who are pursuing him, who are seeking him continually, who are consuming and receiving from the Lamb of God, from the great I am, continually. Beware and be aware, because it was to the stragglers that the Amalekites came to devour and to destroy Israel. Because of that, I'm not going to go deeply into this right now. God said that the children of Israel were to utterly destroy the Amalekites. Well, they have been a bugbearer to Israel ever since, because the times when God gave them opportunity to, they didn't destroy the enemy they were told to. Haman then came out of that line, and that same evil, wicked Amalek spirit pursues the children of God to this day. But God gave them a promise. He promised that ultimately that Amalek spirit would be destroyed. And in these days, let us be aware and beware of that which would come at us from behind, that which would come unexpectedly. Let's be keeping our eyes on Jesus, that which would seek to steal what the Lord has for us. You see, what the enemy wanted to do was to destroy the purpose God had for the children of Israel coming out of Egypt. He didn't want them making it to Mount Sinai, where they would become a nation, where they would be given the laws of God, where they would be given the culture of the kingdom. And God, with us today, wants us walking out his word, his kingdom ways, living his culture, speaking his kingdom language, which is one of life-giving faith and miracles all the way. Number seven, I think we're at a connection this month between the material world and spiritual world. Window light radiance. God will open the windows of heaven and pour out such blessing upon us. And even as is signified in the wood and the tree, supernaturally, that was cast into the waters of this world, cast into the waters of trouble and bitterness. And the natural was transformed supernaturally. The Lord is putting his super in our natural at this time. Let's look to him. And finally, the Lord wants us to know it's a season of divine acceptance, direction, and protection. He wants us having an awareness of the times and the seasons and to discern what we ought to do. 1 Chronicles 12:32, and the month of Iyar is attributed to the sons of Issachar. We are sons of the Most High God. We have been divinely accepted. He is giving us his direction, his provision, his protection at this time. Of the sons of Issachar, we read, who had understanding of the times to know what Israel ought to do. God is going to give us prophetic understanding in our prophetic power packs of what to do, where to go, the people to be with. He's going to lead us and direct us supernaturally, just as he did in the early church. Speedily, he could transport and translate his kingdom kids from one place in an instant to another. Where you are today, supernaturally, God is going to speedily cause you to be right where he wants you to be. If you're in a bed of sickness, God can supernaturally raise you up. And we're going to pray at the end of this, and we're going to believe for God's supernatural to come upon sick bodies at this time as we align with God's times in this incredible month of Iyar. And we prepare our hearts for all that he has for us. The sons of Issachar, as this month is attributed to, as we said before, means his reward, his recompense will come. Keep strong. Hold on. It won't be long. The Lord is about to break through, burst through for you, and you are going to come into the divine, miraculous new. He will make all things new for you that the Lord has for you at this time. Wow, what a word today. We receive his word. We will be those who will prepare our hearts to align at this time. In closing, let's pray and let's by faith put all the Lord's given to us into our prophetic power packs today and go on our way with newness of life, strength, miracle power before us. Father, we come to you today. We take you at your word. Thank you for this new month of IR, Lord. Thank you for all it means and all it contains for us to tap into at this time and in this season. Lord, I thank you. You are making all things new. And in this month of miracles and healing, Lord, we declare, decree, so shall it be, sick bodies to come into alignment with your healing touch. Lord, I'm praying for bodies with diabetes, for those suffering, Lord, with heart conditions. You are the God who heals. Lord, you showed yourself to your children. You showed your character, and your name is Yahweh Rapha at those waters of Marah. So we ask now, Lord, Yahweh Rapha, in the name of Jesus, Yeshua, your son, would you come and heal everyone, every place they hurt today, every disease and dis-ease today. I pray you will remove out of the way of your children, that they will go free as they receive by faith today your healing. Lord, your healing into relationships that are broken, hearts that are hurting, Lord. Your healing into where there's been lack, Lord. Come with your word today and heal all our disease. And we walk out and step in to this month, Lord, knowing you go before us, you are with us. Lord, we thank you for the light of heaven, the windows that are open for us of blessings to shower upon us. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Until next time.